Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to PurdyInsurance.com. Purdy family is... There's certain families that have had an impact on the area over and over and over and over again. The Purdy family is certainly one of them. And we are proud, so proud to have them associated with this show. Same thing with Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Scheduled to have, by the way, Dave Paulson, the basketball coach at Bucknell, on here in a few moments. And also tomorrow, we'll have Tony Knopp, the CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management, Pete Jensen from NHL.com, Corey Geiger from the Altoona Mirror, and a guy, and I explained this before, somebody I've had just immense respect for such a long time, enjoy talking to him, love reading his work, Frank Bodani. And then I realized... And we're heading into our third year of the show, and today's the two-year anniversary. I said, yeah, I think, you know, I'd love to do this show. And Frank Bodani, never had an honor until tomorrow. He'll be on tomorrow.
Steve, I got a quick question for you. I know ESPN had this yesterday, and it was another story about Bill O'Brien and Bill O'Brien possibly looking at the NFL. Yeah. And it seemed to me like everything that they were citing was old news, because they were talking about the buyout being reduced. And I remember having that conversation a while ago with you.
Yeah, 11 months ago.
Nothing like old news recycled.
Yeah, well, they made it sound like it was yesterday, you know?
They made it seem like they sat down last week and decided, hey, look, you know, let's reduce his buyout. It's the NFL buyout that's reduced. The college buyout is not quite double, but it's close. I mean, it's sitting right online. I mean, anybody can go online and read Bill's contract. It's sitting right there. You can just go online. You can read the whole thing. You know, Jack and I were laughing about it. I said, well, they didn't put our contracts online. the funny thing is that when you look at Bill's contract, is that in terms of like the font and things like that, and then the bullet points are all the same as ours, but the numbers seem to be a bit different.
Steve, what's the buyout if you go to like Cumming College and start announcing? What's that buyout?
3 cents.
They'd be thrilled. Yeah. They'd say, really, good luck to you.
Here, we'll pay you.
Here's a couple bucks.
What? It's only a gut feeling, okay? But it's only a gut feeling. But I might as well just say it. I don't think he's leaving. Okay? All right?
See, I think guys like Locke and Fora are putting a lot of stuff together that don't necessarily make a whole lot of sense until you make assumptions here, here, and here, and all of a sudden all the pieces fit. You understand what I mean by that?
A lot of people are hooked. Take Jason, Mort, and Adam Schefter, okay? Mort's always done a good job. Schefter's, I think, very, very good. But they're hooked in closely with general managers and agents as primary sources. And, of course, agents are going to want to get their clients out there. But, again, I haven't talked to him in 8 days, all right? And I haven't talked to him about this subject. But I'll give you an example. I mean, you know what he was doing Friday? 90-minute future scheduling meeting. Now, why would you have a 90-minute meeting on future schedules, okay, if you were interested in going someplace else? I mean, couldn't that meeting be put off until, I don't know, February? Okay? Why would you have that 90-minute meeting? Why would you waste your time doing that? And, you know, on a Friday in December. Okay, why? My gut feeling, and it's only my gut feeling, he is not leaving. Okay? So if you want my opinion put out there, I have nothing to base it on except I'm putting two and two together and I'm coming up with different answers than they are.
I can tell you definitively he's not leaving for one reason. And that's because he is scheduled to be in Dublin in August to play Central Florida. And if he wouldn't show up, there would be many, many Irishmen from Dublin to here.
That's an interesting point.
Who would never forgive him. And so he will keep his commitment because of his background. And that's
well. There are millions of reasons. There are millions of reasons to leave too. So
yeah, but he's not going to disappoint his Irish heritage when he's going to be playing football in Dublin against a guy named O'Leary.
I think he's very hooked in to this football team.
Oh,
okay.
I think he's
really hooked in with these kids. He's hooked in with Hackenberg. He's hooked in with Allen Robinson. He's hooked in with across the board. You know, Mike Hull and guys like that. They finally have an opportunity here to do something with additional scholarships. They get a max of 20 from the NCAA, plus I think it's 4 they can get in early to get them to 24. They're allowed to get to 75. We all think very strongly, that if they stay on the, quote, straight and narrow, which has not been that difficult for the last year and a half. Okay?
It has not.
Okay? All right. They've just continued a lot of the same policies. But that they'll get the bowl game next year, which will get them in the neighborhood of being on equal footing with everybody else. And look, is it completely and absolutely logical that he is mentioned for these jobs? Of course it is. Coordinator in the Super Bowl, now a 2-year head coach CEO who has taken one of the more difficult circumstances in the history of college football and has made it workable, passable, has made it, allowed it to hang in there when the world thought it would collapse under its own weight. And he's done, and everything he's done with it. He is absolutely a logical candidate for any one of these jobs. But when we had him on the show last January, when essentially he announced on the show that he wasn't leaving a year ago, we had about like 7.8 million hits on the website.
So. I don't know. Everybody was linking to that piece of audio that we put up.
They sure were.
Right.
I think they crashed the server twice.
But he talked about, in the interview, about what the kids meant to him. I mean, about the senior class that was coming up, and he felt he owed it to them. Well, yeah, they reworked his contract. And yes, one of the things that they did in reworking the contract was to reduce the NFL buyout. The college buyout's steeper than the NFL buyout. It's right there. But, and they worked all this out back in January. I think they finally finished it in the first week of February last year. They finally put it online in the spring. Man, it was sitting right there for anybody to look at, including the people that are now, it's on the front page of ESPN.com now. It's been online for 7 months, dudes. Okay.
Breaking news from ESPN.
Yeah. Steve, I think one of the things...
Can you believe this? Look at this. Really? Really? It's been there. It's been online. It's sitting right there. Okay? And he is, and this is what he has done since the end of the season. Okay? Since the end of the season, he has met with every player. He's also going to have 2 changes in his staff. So he's in the process now of going through a hiring process to hire 2 new people to round out his staff. Okay? He has gone through a scheduling meeting. He has also gone recruiting at Yankee Stadium, which, by the way, did bear impressive fruit.
Yes.
Right? He's gone to Hershey Park because he was looking at not kids for February 14, but 15 and 16. I mean, this is what he's been doing. Now, Is he, quote, covering his bases? Well, you know, of course he's covering his bases for the future, but he's acting as if that the job he has at the moment is the job, and there's not something else that is standing in its way. Okay? I mean, it's an interesting scenario, but this is the same scenario that Joe Paterno went through at the exact moment in his, you know, in his career and age. Okay? Early 40s, okay, couple of years, you know, within that 2 to 5 year range, 2 to 6 year range. This was a constant with Penn State, okay, going to Pitt, okay. He's going to go to the Steelers. He's going to go to the Oakland Raiders. He's going to go to the New York Giants. And, of course, the most publicized one, the Patriots. He never had a contract. He never had a contract, Joe did, until the Patriots thing. They finally drove him down to Pittsburgh, and they got him a contract. Something that, you know, because he didn't have a contract when he went to talk to the Patriots. And Billy Sullivan not only offered him the head coaching job, the GM job, but also 5% of the club. He offered him a percentage of the club. All right? That was a big part of it. But this was the same age and same experience level Joe had, longtime assistant. 2 to 5 year range as a head coach, maybe, you know, 2 to 6 year range, whatever, right in that range. That's where Bill is. Bill's 44 now. 2 years as a head coach after being a longtime assistant. Difference is Bill has NFL experience as a coordinator in the NFL. Okay, that's the big difference, okay? But other than that, same age, same experience, same time frame, the whole thing. But the difference is that you don't have a lot of people who remember or were alive when Joe was going through that same cycle in his career.
Wasn't he going to be the first million-dollar coach?
I think yes, that was one he was of the... with the Patriots.
Yeah.
With the Patriots, it was going to be $1 million. It was going to be $1 million deal, which is
that was okay. Incredible back then.
Right, which is off the charts for back then. But that's what people see. History is one of the greatest teachers that we have. It's one of the greatest teachers that we have. And it's something that this is a long forgotten thing because now we're dialing it back 40 plus years ago. Okay. 40 plus years ago. Joe was at that point in his early to mid 40s. Joe had been a head coach in that 2 to 5, 6 year span and was having great success. Well, Bill's 44. He's been a head coach for 2 years. Okay. He's going into his third year as a head coach here. He's had success. And so people are going to want to talk to him in this high-stakes game of coaching, okay? But there's no difference between Bill and Joe in terms of the interest and the age they're getting that interest in from the NFL. None. It's the same scenario. Now, after the Patriot thing and after the contract thing was finally settled, because I think Steve Garvin, I think, drove Joe down to Pittsburgh and they met. I think it was Garvin that did that, I think. They went down to Pittsburgh. They met with an attorney. They hammered out whatever, blah, 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 and that was it. Okay? Now, Joe went along with his contract for a period of time. Then remember when Jackie Sherrill got the Texas A&M job?
I do. Left Pitt.
Okay. Yeah. The first guy that was offered that job was Bo Schembechler, and it was a gigantic multi-million-dollar deal, and Bo turned it down. Eventually, and there was a second person they had talked about, Cheryl was the third choice, and Cheryl finally took it and got the money. So Steve Garvin called up Joe and said, hey, look, are we paying you enough money? And Joe was like, I don't know. He says, why don't you call Don Canab at Michigan, find out how much they're paying Bo? He says, you know, in terms of, like, experience, he's a contemporary. He started coaching at Michigan a couple years after I started at Penn State. Joe got a raise out of that. That's how he got a raise. That's how he got a raise out of that. But it's only because they asked about it. But again, it's the same time frame in life. Okay? Now my gut is he's not leaving. Okay? That's my gut. Now, does it run counter to all the reports that you're reading about? Of course it does. But when I'm sitting there and I'm looking at a guy who is recruiting his backside off, who's making changes in his staff, who's having scheduling meetings that are about the future of Penn State football, that tells me that this guy's dialed into his current job. Yeah, he has an agent that can take care of that other stuff, but he's dialed in on what he's doing here now.
Well, you know, that agent can also go back to Penn State at some point and say, you know, I think this is what Bill O'Brien's worth on the coaching market. And, you know, maybe negotiate in the future a bit of a raise down the road.
I'll say this, though. I'll say this, Bob. He was the, 14th highest paid coach in college football last year.
Not bad. Good work if you can find it.
Right. I mean, and he's earned every dime of it. Believe me, I am the last person to begrudge any person how much money they make. I mean, the last person. You get whatever the market says that you are allowed to get. So, I mean, I'm thrilled for Bill that he's got that. He also has a special needs child. Jack is just a wonderful, wonderful child. Wonderful.
And don't you think there's a cachet out there about the Cinderella story of Bill O'Brien and Penn State that ESPN likes to showcase, and that gets Bill's name out there in the national media?
Bob, I think he's a logical candidate.
Of course he makes sense.
Because of the success as a coordinator and now success as a head coach. In other words, he's coordinated successfully and call plays successfully in the NFL at the highest level in the Super Bowl, and now he's been the CEO of a program. So I think the combination makes him, exponentially logical.
Yes, I think that's all true. But I think throw in Penn State and the Cinderella story, going from the depths of just terrible things to the heights of exhilaration, overtime wins against Michigan, et cetera. And it's just a compelling story that ESPN – and the other part of that is who has the largest alumni base in the country? It's Penn State. They sell across the country. So if you're a ratings-driven media thing like ESPN certainly is, you want to have that Penn State story out there.
Yeah, I think that certainly is part of it. I mean, that certainly is part of it. There are going to be – names that are going to be heard from during the course of this cycle. Lovie Smith is going to be one. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear Lovie Smith's name is definitely going to be heard during this cycle. Ken Wisenhunt's name is going to be heard during this cycle.
Okay? Well, when Kevin and I own the Steelers in a couple of years, I think the same thing can be said.
Yeah, there's no question.
Right after we win the, is it Mega Millions or Powerball?
I think Powerball's worth more right now.
Yeah. We're going to hit that. We're buying the Steelers.
How can Kevin buy a Powerball? He's in his basement the entire time.
Yeah,
we'll come back with more in a moment. We'll come back with more in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. From the Sunbury Motors Studio here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When you buy insurance, it's serious business. Because if something happens and you don't have the right coverage, you're out of luck. And maybe out of business. So if you need insurance, business, home, auto, or flood, ask your agent about Selective. No gimmicks, just great coverage and great response.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Santa here. Yes, I know that Christmas is so yesterday, but since Mrs. C and I aren't heading out to the tropics yet, let's talk. I've been hearing that some of you feel that you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas. Now, since the happiest people were the ones who got a new Ford vehicle, that's probably what you should have asked for. But don't you pout. It's not too late to get what you really want, because I hear that the final days of the Ford Dream Big Sales event are going on right now. You see, before the elves went on vacay, they told me that this is the last chance of the year to get great deals on Ford's exciting lineup of fuel-efficient vehicles. Whoa, Prancer just texted me. It all ends January 2nd, so you better get to your local Ford dealer soon.
So, look, I just told you what I thought my gut's telling me. Could be completely wrong. But it's just, and I haven't talked, the last time I talked to Bill was 8 days ago. So I haven't talked to him in a week. I've been a little busy, and so has he.
Here's your Beef O'Brady's Bowl update. They are with 7 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's ECU 17, Ohio 14.
Wonderful.
Hey, listen, I got some room to catch up. You're 3-1 in the bowls. I'm 1-3. All right, this game is a big game for me right now.
I thought you weren't going to watch any of these games.
What, bowling? No, I didn't say I wasn't going to watch any bowl games. I just want to beat you. That's the only goal. It doesn't have anything to do with the game.
What am I, a target in life? What? So what is this?
Apparently, you didn't get the shirt with the bullseye on it.
Hey, now listen.
Did you hear the Dangerfield joke? Dangerfield had a great joke. He says, I went out and bought my kid a bow and arrow set. He bought me a T-shirt with a target on it.
The ESPN is reporting that the Cowboys' Tony Romo is out for the season with a back injury. We'll try and find out more on that.
Heard it yesterday. Yep. Saw that yesterday, as a matter of fact.
I don't know. NBC now is maybe thinking twice about their choice to move the Eagles to Sunday night now.
Well, no. I mean, now they got a chance.
Well, the Cowboys do, yeah. Yeah, if I were the Cowboys fan, I'd be excited right now. You're right.
Let's check that out. I don't know.
I'll do some research on that during the news, and then we'll have more on that. Plus, we'll get Steve's pick for the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl that's coming up tomorrow night at 8 p.m. between Boise State and Oregon State.
Who's the other one?
Oregon State.
Boise
State. Sean Mannion, Oregon State.
Okay.
Well, thanks for ruining that.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So I'm talking about kids, most of which are back now. There's only one more that has to be here for the holiday. Yeah, let's watch a holiday movie. I said, terrific. Hey, what do you want to watch? It's a Wonderful Life or, you know, Elf?
See, I would have picked Christmas Vacation myself, but we were talking about that this morning on The Mark. And everybody's like, oh, what about It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street? Said, yeah, they're fine, but let's face it. When I'm putting up my Christmas tree or my Christmas lights and there's a ball of lights there, I hand it over to Daniel and say, here, work on that, Russ. Got a little knot here. Work on that for me, Russ. We go out to get the Christmas tree. You know, no matter what the temperature is, my wife says, he'll see it later. His eyes are frozen.
Actually, you know what? Christmas tree this year, we went out. Well, it was actually the day we had the big storm. It started snowing here at 8:30 in the morning. We got to the tree farm at 8. And I said, geez, do you want to go out in the field here? You know, figure out, you know. I said, you know, why don't we just look and see what they got lined up against the fence here? They go, okay, fine. So, you know, so the guy comes over, and one of the kids, and he's showing us the tree. And, of course, you know, the bare spot here or flat spot there. You know, of course, it's flat spot because it's leaning against the fence. And all of a sudden, the truck pulls up. They just came out of the field, and the first one they pop off the truck, I said, oh, my God, that's it. And she goes, oh. And of course, I have no choice in this guy. I'm like, I'm just there. It's like I drove.
You're the hired help.
Yeah, exactly right. It's my job to get it, make sure it goes through all the ringer, the whole thing gets drilled, and I'm going to tie it to the top of the roof. Okay.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really.
No, it's the opposite of that.
You sounded a little grinchy there. I'm sorry. You sounded a little grinchy.
No. I know it's not my choice.
Oh, all right.
Because if I make the choice,
it's going to be the wrong one.
I mean, I might as well circle a fogged-in airport for weeks. Okay? So, see, oh, my goodness. It's bought the thing. Boom. It fits the room perfectly. So it's like, and they just popped it off the truck. I look at it, I think it was a, please pick that one. Please pick that one. I feel a lot better. Please pick it.
See, I waited and picked mine out in October when it was like 60 degrees and tagged it so that when it was 30 degrees and a wind chill of 10, I just had to bring the saw. Well,
Does it bother you that they switched the tag on you?
No, not a bit. I do have the info on the on the Tony Romo situation. ESPN reporting and Adam Schefter's reporting that he will miss the rest of the season due to a back injury, most likely related to the surgery he had in April.
Really?
Hmm.
Huh. Romo to miss rest of season, source says.
He will undergo an MRI today.
Source, apparently the source is Chip Kelly.
Yeah, he had an MRI today, didn't believe it would jeopardize him for the game, but it appears as though that is not necessarily the truth at this point.
You know, Chip Kelly, mentioning him, he came up with what I think could be the quote of the year in the NFL. And somebody said years ago about the city of brotherly love that it's a punch-in-the-nose kind of town. And yesterday, in a press conference, Kelly was asked about whether he should play his starters or give them rest because yesterday's game against the Bears really was inconsequential, but the big showdown would be Dallas. And he said these words, "We're from Philadelphia. We fight." And get out.
Well, this is...
Go ahead.
I'll be frank with you. This is where I think Tony Dungy made major mistakes over the years as to how he handled personnel the last 2 weeks of the season. And I think it cost them a chance at championships.
And Kelly, though, but that sort of captures the essence of Philadelphia. I mean, get the silk screen printing things out because there's going to be T-shirts all over the city of Philadelphia and indeed in southeastern PA that are going to say with an Eagle logo on them, "We're from Philadelphia. We fight." And if there's anything that endears itself to Philadelphia fans in any sport, it's fighting. And
no question about that. They've even tried to fight Santa Claus.
Exactly.
So
they were showing that last night on the broadcast.
Santa.
Yeah. So Kelly has just made the T-shirt manufacturers of the world all kinds of opportunities.
I'm sure he has. Yeah, I'm sure he's made him a lot of money with that quote. No question about that. No question. But you know what? Did you know what? He handled it right.
He
played
did.
It as if it was a game that they needed to play. And I always felt that Tony Dungy handled it wrong with Indianapolis when he held his players out. I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to get them out of rhythm. You want to keep playing. I know you risk injury. I understand that. Look at Von Miller, for example. He's out for the year with was a torn ACL, I believe. Okay? All right. I understand that. You do risk that. But I think you get your guys out of rhythm, especially when you get a first-round bye on top of it. You already had the first-round bye. I think you got to keep playing.
Do you think those players from the Eagles are going to go to the mattresses for Chip Kelly when he comes up with a quote like that?
No, of course they will.
I mean, not just...
Of course they will. It's, yeah, that's... They'll definitely want to. No question about that. And they played brilliantly last night. I got to tell you right now, Nick Foles has been just unbelievably good.
21 of 25 last night.
I mean, in the preseason, I said Michael Vick was the one that fit that system. And Michael Vick did end up with a starting job. But I was wrong. Nick Foles is better because I didn't know if Foles was mobile enough to do what Chip wanted him to do. Well, he's adapted that offense. Foles is fabulous in this thing so far. Now, I mean, we'll have to see. Next year is going to be a watershed year for Nick Foles. Because now, you know, I mean, look at Kaepernick this year. He's not quite the quarterback this year he was last year. Because the league adjusts to you. It just depends on how you adjust back. But Foles has been marvelous for them. And I did not think he'd play at this level, but he has.
What about all those critics about week three when things were not looking so optimistic for the Eagles and they were criticizing Chip Kelly with his and almost mocking him with his college type of offense, etc.? Boy.
Well, you know what? You know what, Bob? But that's the way it is
the
NFL, and it's the way it is in sports right now. And here's my point on that. It's a week-to-week evaluation process. There's so many days between games. And look, I mean, we're on the air 10 hours a week here on this. Okay, we have to come up with 10 hours of programming every week. Okay. Now, tomorrow we'll be on Christmas Eve tomorrow. Well, tomorrow we'll have Pete Jensen of NHL.com on. We're going to have Tony Knopf, CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management, on. Corey Geiger from the Altoona Mirror, Frank Bodani from the York Daily Record. Then Wednesday we'll take off, and Thursday we're coming back with Franklin Quiate of Bloomsburg, and I believe we're going to have somebody on from that covers the Eagles all the time later in the week as well.
Excellent.
And Kevin's setting that one up too. So, I mean, but we have to come up with 10 hours of programming, 10 hours of talk, topics to discuss. So today, look at today what we've discussed so far. We've discussed the fact that Penn State-Iowa wrestling didn't make the cut on ESPN.com or on ESPN. We've talked about Bill O'Brien's situation at Penn State. We mentioned volleyball a little bit before that. We've then flipped it over and we've talked about the Eagles situation. We've talked about the Steelers situation. We've talked about a wide variety of topics. And we've been on the air now for an hour and 45 minutes. And we've still got 15 more minutes to go. But we've covered a wide range of topics. Well, when you have a game that's, week by week by week, I mean, every single thing is dissected. And the emotions of that week carry, I mean, the early part of the week, the emotions of Sunday and how people felt Sunday, whether as a reporter, talk show host, fan, whatever, carries Monday through Wednesday. Thus, you're going to get, well, you know, it's a college thing, blah, 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 blah. When, of course, the logical thing is to let it play out. And, Kevin, where does logic play in sports?
Oh, there is no logic in sports.
Thank you.
Steve, I got Brian from Mount Carmel on the line for you.
Brian, how are you, bud? Happy holidays to you.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, you too. I want to wish everybody happy holidays. And it was great to see the Penn State women win the national championship again. It was great. And I just want to wish all you guys happy holidays. And, Steve, before you know it, it'll be time for spring practice again. So it's just that kind
I
of
know
weather
it.
Today.
Makes
sense. And I met you a lot of times. You know who I am, and it's great to see
yep.
you. And what do you think about the Pirates maybe getting Ike Davis from the Mets? I know they need a first baseman since Monroe went to the Rockies.
Yeah, and not only Morneau went to the Rockies, and they couldn't get James Loney from Tampa Bay, and Loney would have been a better pickup for the Pirates than Ike Davis. But I think Davis is an interesting fallback plan. I remember watching Ike Davis when he was at Brooklyn, and I thought, wow, what a great prospect. But I don't think he has fulfilled the promise I think the Mets thought he would have.
Yeah, and then I know Kendall Morales is a free agent, too, and I know he's looking for a lot of money. And then it was in the New York Post today that Stephen Drew said he might go to either the Mets or Yankees. Hey, I'll hang up, and it's great to talk to you again, and hopefully we'll see you at the Blue-White game, and happy holidays to all the people out there, and let's hope it's a safe season for everybody. God bless you all. Bye-bye now.
Brian, anxious to see you soon down the road, Brian. Thank you so much. What a wonderful call. Brian's a great guy.
Steve, you forgot to mention Brian ought to invite all of us to take the show over to Matucci's in Mount Carmel.
Believe me, I would. I'd go there.
Kevin, get Brian back on the line.
yeah, all right. I'll do that right now.
Why not?
It is an iconic restaurant in our region.
Yes, absolutely. No, we're Brian's right. Before we know it, we'll be standing there at spring practice and taking a long look at the prospects for the 2014 season, which includes obviously a trip to Ireland. Which Bob, I did take your advice. I did go to the Prothonotary's office in Belfont, and I have now worked out everything on my passport. So,
yeah. Did you get to clear the background check yet, though, Steve?
I put you down as a reference. I left somebody else out.
Game over.
Yeah.
Because they said, what about Kevin Herr? I said, well, should I put down Kevin Herr? And then the guy looked at me and says, you mean Teddy the K? I'm like, uh-oh. Mr. In the Basement.
You know what's really funny, Steve?
Won't come out of the basement when the Steelers are playing. What's he doing down there?
It's called getting him to the postseason. That's what I'm doing in the basement, getting him to the postseason.
Steve, Kevin asked me this question one day.
That's what Kaczynski said about the Seahawks.
Kevin said to me one day, hey, Bob, what is a watch list?
And on that note, we'll take a break. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. From the Sunbury Motors Studio, we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Steve, Homeland Security on line one.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a 2011 Hyundai Sonata Limited, inspected and with a clean Carfax, just $19,378. 2011 Kia Sorento LX, $17,523. 2006 Mercury Grand Marquis, LS Premium, sure to sell fast at $9,495. 2011 Subaru Legacy Limited with power moonroof, $19,780. 2010 Ford F-150 XLT, a real workhorse with new tires, lowest price promise, $26,897. Call 570-286-7746.
All come with the Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout.
See the full inventory and schedule a test drive and see what your trade is worth, too, at sunburymotors.com.
At the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Merry Christmas, Detroit Lion fans. Your city's bankrupt, and today you got your playoff tickets a day after they got eliminated. How about that one?
Oh.
Keep them. They'll be a collector's item.
Boy, the
And that was stone cold silence again.
The Lions are in Chapter 7, too, then, apparently.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey,
I'm
sorry, two quick updates. We talked about Tony Romo being out. It looks like Sean Lee is also going to be out for the Cowboys.
He's the only defensive player they have.
Can I get a quick trip to Vegas to get some money on the Eagles then? Gee. Sean Lee, they desperately miss him on that Dallas
defense.
It's just
you see that.
It's clear.
The Cowboys' defense is just the definition of mediocrity. Unbelievable how bad they are defensively. And I mean, we can talk Tony Romo all we want, but Kyle Orton's going to have to play for them now. And my guess is Dez Bryant leaves the game in the second quarter. All right,
crying in the locker room.
There's nothing like having a pro's pro on your team. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. The entire Purdy family, which is Valley Gold, as far as I'm concerned. Wish each and every one of you a happy holiday. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, a.k.a. the Chateau. Kevin is going to actually see it for the first time ever on Friday. He and Richie are going
to
be here.
I'm looking forward to the little break in between the 2.5-hour trip to Hollidaysburg.
Yeah, that's a long haul. That is
yes,
a long
it
haul.
Is.
No question. But they had a big win over Baldy Galeria, which was terrific. Beating BEA, so that's great. That will be on Friday. And, of course, Friday will be brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet. And Brewers Outlet gift card is very valuable. Very valuable. Makes a great gift. But we're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kierwood's 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. So our thanks to the Purdy's and also our thanks to Sunbury Motors. They've been with us since day one. It was actually 2 years ago today. I said, you know what? This is a great idea. Let's do this show. And now we can debate whether or not it was a good idea on your part. It's been great for me.
And now it's your call.
And now it's really your call out there as if it's been great for you. All right. And Bob, it's been great having you on board. It's meant a lot to having us here. And Kevin. All right.
What else can we say about Kevin?
I see Bob over there like beaming and all happy, and I see Kevin in that dark. How dark is the studio over there right now? Every time I go there, it's always like he's in this hole staring straight ahead.
It's comforting. I just like, oh, Ohio now took the lead over ECU 20-17.
Oh, I'm crushed. Oh, gee. It's like
I'm never going to catch up at this rate.
Steve,
come on, Pirates, let's go.
The room that Kevin is in, let's put it to you this way. The black hole of Calcutta is light. It's like a bright star compared to the room he's in.
The black hole of Calcutta? Where did that come from?
It's a famous saying
Gunga Din. This is the brilliance of having Buter on the show, okay?
Gunga
All right? Buter brings a depth to this thing, okay? It's as opposed to, like, you know, we try to bring depth in these areas instead of doing like puddle sports, okay? You know, I mean, if that were the case, we'd be on once a week.
Don't give anybody any ideas.
Memo to Roger.
Oh.
And Steve, you say you have almost your entire team at home for the holidays?
Yeah. Yeah, and finally get everybody here on Wednesday. But yeah, we have everybody here but one. But he and his wife both work at a hospital. She's a resident. So they had to work this out just to get them here. They'll be here. They'll be here on Wednesday. So
Kevin asked me to ask you this question because he knows when he drops by with Richie on Friday.
Will I be home?
Will you be exactly number one? And what are you serving on Christmas Day that will make a sandwich when he gets there on Friday?
That's a great idea because we'll need dinner before the game. Yeah.
Absolutely. And might I recommend to you Ruby Tuesday?
It's right down the road. Right, or Damon's.
Just down the right down the end of the street, babe.
I'd like to say this was fun, but I'd be lying. See ya.
Bob, I had fun. You?
Absolutely. This is good therapy.
It's two votes to one.
Again.
Once again, pleasing 67% of the audience. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Happy holidays from the Purdy's to you and from us to the Purdy's. And also happy holidays from Sunbury Motors, 4th Street at Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Purdy Insurance, by the way, is on Market Street in Sunbury. You can go to purdyinsurance.com. Tomorrow, Tony Knopp, CEO Spotlight Ticket Management, Pete Jensen, NHL.com, Corey Geiger, Altoona Mirror, Frank Bodani, York Daily Record.